Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Programs.
When Tom Brady arrived at the big game, he arrived on the red carpet.
How is it described?
And I did not make this up, but I wish I had. He walked into the stadium looking like an overconfident European assassin.
He does. He looks like an overconfident European assassin. And then this was just sent to me, and it's not politically correct or anything, but it was on Instagram. Tom Brady looks like a single divorced mother that just won full custody of her kids and is leaving the courtroom. He does. He does.
Oh, that is hilarious.
He looks like a character on Zoolander, but the thing is, he's serious.
Right, he's actually
serious.
With
his double-breasted jacket.
And I'm not trying to intentionally make fun of Tom Brady right now, because I know the Tom Brady militia doesn't approve of that. I get it. Fine.
And he had a great game.
Right, he did.
He just happened to lose. It wasn't his fault.
Oh, do you think people feel bad for him? Like, because I'll just say it. I don't feel bad for Tom Brady at all.
I reserve my sports pity for people who have kind of never won anything.
Right.
He's won five times.
Right. It's almost getting to a point where I feel like he's taking all the fun out of it for everybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how I used to feel whenever the same person would always win Jeopardy. Remember? It's the same thing.
Ken Jennings.
Yep. Remember?
What? You know what it makes me think of, Eric? What's that, Melissa? Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. Okay. All right.
That is exactly right.
Ken Jennings was the Tom Brady of Jeopardy.
His skin looked great last night.
Did it?
He has
all that water.
It probably is. And he has no sun damage on his neck. And his neck skin is looks baby soft. You know, I'm very visual. You know that about me.
Melissa notices Tom Brady's Zoolander looks.
You're in the perfect medium for it, then.
On the show that talks the talk and walks the catwalk.
I'm very visual. That's why I went into radio.
Oh, Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip.
He looks like a character on Zoolander.
I'm a mix.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah. You know what I mean. Taking the crazy pills. My little turn on the catwalk. Tom Brady. On the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yet another reason to dislike them. Did you hear what Giselle said yesterday?
I saw some stuff, but what specifically?
I saw this a bunch yesterday, and I wasn't certain it was true, and then I saw again this morning. I guess it is. Giselle consoled her children by telling them, sometimes you have to let other people win.
Oh.
Ah. Okay. Well, that was what he did. He let them win.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes daddy has to let other people win, because daddy always wins, so occasionally he has to not win for them.
Right. He did it for them, right.
That's a good lesson. Yes. Sure. That's nice.
Right.
But I think if you were to talk to most parenting experts, they would recommend that kind of statement.
Exactly. Sometimes you have to let the other team win.
Sometimes you let them win. Oh, okay. Thank you, Giselle. 5:38. Starting another, potentially busy and challenging day today. Way it's looking, right?
Oh, yes.
Increasing clouds. High of 18, wind chill values as low as -5 today. Snow mainly after 9 o'clock. It comes back again tonight. An inch or two, overnight low around 12, and a chance of snow before noon tomorrow. The flurries will continue, mostly cloudy, and a high of 20. All right.
Rough travel week this week so far.
Yes, and they say it will be all week long.
Right.
As each and every day you could see snow.
Right.
So how was the drive-in for y'all?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
The roads were still snowy.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I mean, I know the salt trucks were out and stuff, but
the main
roads slick.
Too.
Some of the main roads, there was some snow, a little bit. And I heard, quite a few accidents already this morning, so.
Mine was awful in that I got caught behind the squadron of plows.
Oh, boy.
So, they block they don't block, but they take up every lane.
They
and
go
you
side
cannot
by side.
Get past them. So, I was probably 15 car lengths behind that, and I was going 32 miles an hour for, it felt like forever, but it was probably about 20 minutes in a stretch that would normally take me about 5.
Right.
You couldn't do anything about it.
Yep.
Yeah, but thank goodness they're out there.
No doubt about it. Yeah, you can't complain. It's more like just sit back and relax and hope this doesn't actually make me late.
I will say, though, that if you're getting up this morning, you are going to run into a bunch of traffic. It's going to happen.
Yep.
The conditions are going to cause it. Not that they're impassable, but, they're nuisance level.
Well, a lot of the side streets are still snow covered. They're not completely plowed. So, I saw a lot of that this morning, too. So I think that alone, is going to be causing people to back up.
Okay.
you know, slick areas. The ramps are slick, the overpasses, that kind of thing.
We'll run all of it down here in just a second. Stick around for that. The escape of all this happens at 7:20 this morning with Chips Dip and a Mexico trip, Queso Fundido. An Apple vacation will be yours again today at 7:20. And tomorrow at 7:20 and Thursday at 7:20 and Friday at 7:20. Everybody gets an Apple vacation. We're like Oprah around here. You get an Apple vacation and you get an Apple vacation and you get an Apple vacation. So join us on the beach for our 2 days of broadcast. So be here for that. Sharpie's with us later this morning. Patrick Sharp will join us.
Nice.
Which will be fun to catch up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And find out everything that's going on and talk everything but hockey, because there's not a lot of hockey to be talked about.
Eh, who needs it?
And he probably doesn't want to talk about it either.
Yeah. Everywhere he goes, people probably say, oh, what's going on with the team?
Right.
Here, we could just talk to him about life.
You know, maybe that's a good question to ask him. Everywhere you go, do people ask you, hey, what's going on with the team? Because we're not gonna.
Right. I bet they do.
Yeah. I would think so, right? Or is it one of those that it's so uncomfortable with how things are not going well that you don't bring it up? Like if you run into somebody and they got a huge zit on their nose, you don't go, hey, you got a huge zit on your nose. They're like, I know I have a huge zit on my nose. Yeah. You think it's like that at all?
You know, we'd have to ask him. He's the guy experiencing it. My guess would be that a lot of Chicago fans are not quite shy enough to shy away from the hockey talk when they see a professional hockey player.
Another thought from all that, do you think Sharpie has ever had a huge zit on his nose?
Never.
Another question to find out. Hard-hitting stuff to get to today.
I think he has.
A lot of stuff to get to. So we'll find out a little bit later on with Patrick Sharp and Sharp Attack. Rich just sent in this morning, say, I was wondering, said, listen, this snow we got yesterday, do I have to shovel that? Or can I wait? What's the threshold? The 3-inch threshold? Is that where we're going? 312-591-6800. Alex?
Yeah, so my wife and I shoveled 3 times yesterday already.
Good God.
We hate shoveling a driveway that has car tracks on it.
Yeah,
so anytime there's a little bit of snow, we try and shovel because it's frustrating trying to shovel a driveway after you've already driven.
See, you're the kind out there that's chipping away the tire tracks, too, because you can't stand seeing them there. Mine are there permanently.
Yeah,
mine will be there until August.
Exactly.
Wait for
Dahl
to melt it. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi.
Shovel roll? I'm just like the first caller, too. I can't stand the tire tracks. I didn't even pull into my driveway yesterday until I shoveled.
Really? Wow.
Yes,
A little OCD throwing out there, huh?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Exactly. I left this morning. I was having anxiety. I was like, oh, my God, I don't have time to shovel. But,
if you could figure out a way, like, when you wake up, do you have a garage?
Yes.
All right. You wake up and you open your garage and you see there's 2 inches of snow out there. If you could figure out a way to put your car on your back and tiptoe out the driveway so as not to leave any marks, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is a little OCD.
There's some way I could just do that. Although I do understand that.
I mean, I get
that
it.
Feeling. I still drive through it and don't think twice about it afterwards. But, hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Your personal policy is what?
It kind of depends on what's coming up with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we've had so many times where overnight you get the dusting of snow or a couple inches, and then it's going to be 50 degrees. I don't touch it. I drive out. I leave the tire tracks there and everything.
Right.
I hope it melts off.
Right.
But, like, this morning, being that it's going to be kind of balmy 15 degrees today, no, I shoveled this morning.
Yeah,
I
got to get do it.
Okay.
Yep, got to. And we're going to get a little snow every single day, too.
Right, so it's going to add up.
Yeah. So you're kind of, it kind of forces your hand a little bit, unfortunately. Which means I'm going to have to get out there and do it, or find a neighborhood guy to do it, or force my son at gunpoint out there or something. I don't know.
you need to get him out there to do it.
Take away the NBA 2K.
You know?
Say, this is your reward. You get this back.
Yeah.
Big man.
Yeah. And then, you know, everybody says, well, in the interest of equal time, you got a couple daughters. They should go out there and do that, too. Yeah. Yeah. You tell them.
Oh, my God.
You should see the look on their face when I bring it up.
Really?
Oh. That is
offended. They're offended, right?
Right. They are offended. I would even ask. How dare you? What kind of father are you? I know. Then I just walk away with my shoulders slumped. I know. Bad person. Watching this yesterday. Not really watching. It was on in the background, and my head popped up right when I heard this.
Love Actuarially.
Huh?
For 400.
Keep going.
Remember my category.
Yeah.
They may be single, birth, or helicopter, and a 2017 study says they live longer than other people.
Okay.
Sean.
What are parents?
That's it.
All right, do it again.
Love Actuarially for 800.
A University of Miami.
Poor Sean. 312-591-6800. The good news is he killed everybody.
Oh, well, he's a smart guy. He just can't say one word.
Actuarially. Top three words you simply cannot say. What would they be? For example, can't say it. Hold on there. Let's go to Mike.
The building where they make beer. Brewery.
Brewery. I get that.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I can see how that's hard to say.
Not easy to say, brewery. Yeah.
Too many R's and W's together.
That is true. Oh, yeah. You knew this was going to happen. Chris, you can't say it.
Cool whip. Like like Stewie from Family Guy.
Oh, we got
cool
you.
Whip.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Say whip. Uh-huh. Whip. Now say cool whip.
Right.
Cool whip. 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 Okay. You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
Nobody
what
knows.
Are you talking about? Just saying it. Cool whip. You put cool whip on pie. Pie tastes better with cool whip.
And number three, you can't say it. Donna.
Apocalypse.
A what?
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
We know what you mean.
Yeah. We got what you're trying to say there.
And you throw a zombie in front of the apocalypse. You got problems. And number two, you just can't say it, Amy.
I breathe propran.
I breed propran. Is that what you said? I don't know what that, I don't know what that is. Say it again.
The aspirin.
Yeah.
I can say aspirin.
What is it again?
I breed propran.
I breed propran.
Mm-hmm. I love when she says it with such confidence, too.
It's impossible to say. And finally, in at number one, don't even get her started where she might travel one day. Emily?
I cannot say the country. Nicaragua.
there's no W in there, though.
I don't know why it happened. My tongue just makes it into a W.
Uh-huh. Where do you want to travel?
To Nicaragua.
That is hard to say.
Nicaragua?
I've had trouble with that one as well.
Really? Say it.
I don't. Nicaragua. Is that right?
Nicaragua, yeah.
Nicaragua.
There you go. Gua.
Nicaragua.
Gua. Say it fast.
Nicaragua.
That was perfect.
Yeah, maybe if you don't think, just do.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Okay.
And you're on ibuprofen this morning, too.
I am.
Did you just walk by the studio like you were lost? Didn't know where you were?
Oh, no, I don't know where they put the little mini fridge.
Okay.
I was looking for that, so.
Because I just looked up a second ago, and I saw Melissa out in the hallway just wandering around, and she walked past the studio, then circled back like she'd like, oh, yeah, this is where I belong. I thought, oh, man, the meds are kicking in.
Oh, yeah. No, the meds have kicked in, I will tell you that. And
oh, good.
Boy, are they good. I love them.
Actuarially.
Actuarially. Yeah.
Glad you're here. Thanks for bringing the infection. Appreciate it. I noticed you are wearing your glasses, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know see the study that wearing glasses actually does make you look more intelligent, according to a new study?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a wise owl. Owls are always supposed to be smart, and they always have glasses.
That is right, Grandpa Whip.
Yeah.
Wise old owl.
Yeah. That's right.
You're going to go with the owl.
Well, I just think when you're creating a fictional character who's smart, you put glasses on him.
Yeah.
Why not?
Like an owl.
Like Harry Potter. He's got glasses, right?
Grandpa Whip.
The wise old owl.
He is a drip.
Yeah, Grandpa Whip is.
Things you say, he'll question why.
The old references, yeah.
Grandpa Whip with his plastic hip.
Okay.
He'd never watch Family Guy.
Researchers found one-third believe people who wear glasses look more intellectual than those who don't have prescription eyewear. I don't even think we needed a study to know this.
No, I think it happens.
Yeah. One-fifth also believe that those who wear glasses appear more trustworthy, and 1 in 10 think they improve your chances of getting a promotion. I wonder what percentage think it's sexy. Find glasses sexy?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes if I see a man wearing the right glasses, mm-hmm. I'll think he... If he can, yeah, most mm-hmm. people can pull them off if they're right. So if they can, then, yeah, they can look very sexy.
So, yes.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think, Whip?
I think there's something to it.
Did you see Kathy Brock yesterday?
I noticed her glasses.
Kathy Brock got new glasses. She had a whole librarian thing going.
Really?
See, to be stereotypical, that's where men go with the whole glasses sexy look.
Seriously?
And I almost didn't even want to say that, but that is true.
Well, hey, I'm sorry. It flashed through my mind.
Yeah.
And others. Others' minds, I'm guessing, as well.
I do see Robin Mead put the glasses on from time to time.
Right.
And she'll kind of
put her head... She's got them on today over there.
Yeah, she'll put her head down and kind of has even more of like a sexy, sultry look when she puts them on.
Has that whole sexy... sexy librarian thing going.
Yes, she
does. That's a Kathy Brock ad. I even got a text from our old friend Ben Bradley. All it said was, Kathy Brock is wearing glasses. I'm like, well, I got to turn this on.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
I got to turn this on and see it.
Good that Ben is letting you know.
We have concluded the secret Eric in the Morning Offer poll. We've spoken to 10 people. Hang on, Connie. We'll get to you here in just a second to try to find out if this is true. The question this morning was, do you believe in happily ever after? Do you believe in happily ever after? I can hear you rolling your eyes. I can hear it. You know, with Ed Sheeran singing Perfect.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the ultimate happily ever after song,
well,
right?
I mean, he's engaged right now. He believes in it, clearly.
Right. At least at this moment,
for
he does.
For now, he does. Yeah, he and Cherry, they're going to have it, he thinks.
It sounds odd to go he and Cherry, but that's as if
he has her name, right?
Cherry. You don't run into a lot of Cherries.
You don't.
Do you believe in happily ever after? Like, for example, do you believe in happily ever after, Connie?
Yeah, I do.
No question about it. You knew yes right away.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I just think, like, and not in, like, a super fantasy way, but, like, if you work really hard and you work together, you're going to appreciate, like, what you've got, and you can be happy and content with what you have and satisfied.
Sure. So not, like you said, in a fantasy, but more in a workman-like lunchbox kind of, you know, the old lunch bucket kind of crowd, you know? Blue-collar kind of love happily ever after kind of way.
Yeah, it's a really good call.
Yeah.
It's not just going to happen. You got to make it happen, but you can.
Thank you, Connie. We asked 10 people off the air, do you believe in happily ever after? What do you think the results were?
I'm going to say, three said yes.
Well, so you know how sweet and optimistic she is when she's on cold medicine. 30% believe in happily ever after, she says. Whip?
I'm going to double it and say 60%.
Wow, look at that. Mr. Optimistic over there. 70% believe in happily ever after. Why are you making that face?
What?
This is supposed to be the new you in 2018. You're open to the concept of love. You have to at least embrace this concept.
Do you believe in that?
Well, sure, but I think in
I think maybe I'm thinking, like, what
you're
do they
pure
mean
hell.
By happily ever? I mean, I don't know what... I don't know.
You don't know what happily ever after means?
They're going to have to elaborate on that. I think everybody's idea of getting there happily ever after might be a little bit different.
I like that.
And that's fine. Yeah. So, okay, so everybody's different. So do they believe in that or not? That's the question. It's not, the question isn't what is happily ever after. The question is, when you ask somebody, do you believe in happily ever after, how are they going to respond to that? Because, right, you're right. They all have different ideas of what that might be. We just discussed one a second ago.
I like that
she's
caller.
Workman-like.
Yeah, the caller, I think, put it in really good terms. Like, it made, if you just say, is it going to happen automatically because you're destined for it without working for it? Probably no. But
well, hold that thought, because I want to go back to what Melissa was saying.
Well, sure.
Because she doesn't believe in it, obviously.
Clearly.
Because she made the who farted face, which is perfect. It's a great setup for, why are you licking your lips again?
Oh, because they're dry and I need chapstick. Look, they get dry in the corner. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You should go home.
No.
Because you are acting so weird on this cold medicine. You're wandering the hallways. You're hearing about a third of everything we say.
What?
Just, are you okay?
Well, I have the flu.
I know,
I'm fine.
But I mean.
Is it officially the flu or are you just.
I think it might be.
Flu symptoms.
Let's go back to this happily ever after. Focus. Right here. I'm right here. See me?
I see.
Stay
you.
With me. Because this is the year you said you were open to love. You've got that new boyfriend now.
Well, I wouldn't call him a boyfriend. Been on a couple dates.
You got another one planned?
Not yet.
Do you think he believes in happily ever after?
I didn't ask him, but he seems like the type.
Okay.
You know?
Have you asked yourself that? Based on your response, I'm going to go you either haven't asked or if you have, you haven't liked how you've answered.
I haven't asked.
All right. You
and
should.
I think I was looking at it as a little more black and white than gray.
Okay. All right.
So that's why I came up with that conclusion.
Because you said you've been on two dates with him, right?
Correct.
There are three questions you should ask on a first date every time, according to divorce lawyers.
Okay.
Right? So you should have already asked these three questions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
According to your,
bring them on.
Your soon-to-be divorce lawyer.
Okay.
The number three question is, when was the last time you talked to your siblings or parents? You want to establish what kind of family relationships they have, which tend to lead into what kind of relationships, interpersonal relationships they have with other people.
Oh, right. Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I got it.
Did you ask that?
I actually think I did.
Okay, you're well on your way. Number two, on the questions to ask on a first date, according to divorce lawyers. Are you married? It's a very important question to ask. Have you asked that?
No.
Well, see, now how do you know?
Because he said he wasn't. I mean, didn't announce that, but I mean...
Did he say it or did he say it?
No, I mean, he said...
So you don't know.
He actually said he's divorced, tells me he's not married.
He could have a secret family tucked away somewhere, for all you know.
Oh, you can be divorced, if he just omitted the part where he got married to another person.
Right. Yeah, I'm divorced. Not now. No. But, you know, he could have left that part. You should check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely going to check on that.
If he's got, like, a secret family tucked away in Albuquerque and you don't know about it, you need to know.
You're right.
And then finally, the number one question you should ask on a first date, according to divorce lawyers, do you believe in happily ever after?
Wow.
Okay, thanks.
What?
Wow.
Well, I'm surprised at that.
Wow.
I mean, I am surprised that that one's in there, but...
Well, that's... Why are you surprised? It's what we've been talking about.
I know, because I just feel like you got to first establish what somebody's idea of happily ever after is and then ask that question.
No, you have to establish if they believe in it, then determine what it is. Yes, you got to do it first. Like, what just happened is, if you asked him that, you go, hey, do you believe in happily ever after? And he goes, you know what? I really do. How about you? Your response would be, I don't know. Really is not a good way. The larger point I'm trying to make, not a good way to launch into a relationship.
Right. But when I hear happily ever after, I think of...
What's your definition of it?
Well, when I first heard it, I thought, well, maybe that means like... Everything's just always great, and you're never going to have any problems, and you're never going to have any argue. You know what I mean? And it's not, you know, and it's hard. The relationship is hard if it.
See, I think I could be wrong, but I think that's the way someone who is not in a relationship and hasn't been in one for a while views happily ever after. I think people that are in relationships, when asked about happily ever after, means I'll be with the same person after all the crap is done. You see what I mean? Because everybody's going to have crap.
Right.
You're going to have it. Just, it's how you weather the crap to get to the other side.
Maybe without a doubt. Yeah. I think that has to happen. Yeah.
More on the word happily there, as in you're always going to be happy forever.
You
focused on happily. You focused on the word happily. You're right, Whip. You focused on the word happily. The people in relationships focused on the word ever after.
Yeah.
Forever.
Jumped right over that happily
part. That's pretty much what happened.
Five times it's okay to say no to being a bridesmaid. You're thinking it. These are the five times you can actually do it. You're worried about the time commitment? Done. You're strapped for cash? Understood. You're pregnant or trying? That's your business. You're in 20 other wedding parties like Melissa? There you have it. Mm-hmm. And finally, you don't actually like the bride. Melissa's been a bridesmaid 13 times. She's only not like the bride 11.
No. Luckily, I cannot say that, thank goodness.
Really?
Yeah.
Were there any of them, if you're being honest, where you're just like, okay. I mean, you like her, but you're not crazy about her.
No, I really, there hasn't been anything like that.
Hey, Katie, you ever been a bridesmaid for a bride you didn't like?
Honestly, I wasn't going to call in, but I felt like I had to.
No, that's what we're looking for. Obligation listening. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I felt guilty because now she's a part of the family, but she actually stole my name. So that's one reason.
How'd she steal your name?
We have the same exact name, and now she married my brother.
Right.
So now we have the same first and last name, so I'll get her mail.
Right.
It's just all bad. And the best part is, when I stood up, she knew I was closest with my brother, so my other two sisters were the second and third, and I was the seventh one standing up.
Can we throw something at you? You probably already know, and I don't mean this to be hurtful, but she probably wasn't all that crazy about you either, right?
Oh, no. Because I was my brother's best friend. So
right. She kind of had. She felt obligated to make you a bridesmaid. You're not crazy about her. She's not crazy about you. Yeah. You're now going to have the same name. You're going to have to learn to coexist.
Right.
Right?
Right. You're forced to.
Uh-huh. Didn't like the bride, Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Yeah, kind of a similar situation. It was my brother's wedding, and it was his first wife, so I don't feel bad saying it. But
how many have there been?
Right.
Well, he's just on his second. We hope this one sticks.
Right. But, okay. Well, anything's possible.
It was awful. The dresses were awful. She was awful. Oh, it was terrible. And I couldn't say no because it was my brother. So.
When she asked you, were you thinking in your head, there's got to be a way I can extract myself from this?
I knew I couldn't, right. honestly. I knew I couldn't because it was my brother, but the last thing, and like the bachelorette party and the shower and all the stuff that goes into it, you know, every part of it was just awful.
Did she know, deep down, did she know that you didn't like her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You kind of have to,
yeah,
wouldn't
but
you?
Everybody has to keep moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes you find yourself in this scenario. Sarah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I was the last resort. Like, she did an even number of bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Right.
And she asked me in front of a group of people, so I, like, had to say yes. And I spent all this money, and I was, like, the servant for the day. I had to, like, you know, bring the food trays up and down. I
right.
wasn't even included in hair and makeup. And at the end, I didn't give her a gift because I was so mad. But I gave her a shower gift. And
that's
I
fine.
To the bachelorette party. So she called me and she's like, I didn't get a gift from you. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, oh, no, I sent a check. And she's like, I didn't get it. Can you resend it? So I don't feel bad.
Ah. What in the world?
Yeah, you were the last resort ask.
I was. So, no, I didn't like her, and I didn't invite her to my wedding.
If you're the last resort ask, there's something there because she's probably been turned down by others. And the turn down is a rare one.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked.
Check it out. I found $5 in these jeans.
That's nothing. I found a 20 in my old coat.
Oh, yeah? I found $50 in my old fridge.
What?
I had an old working fridge I didn't need, so ComEd took it away.
ComEd took it away?
For free. And they sent me $50. I'll even save up to $150 a year on my energy bill.
All right. You win.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program by visiting comed.com/fridge recycling. Funded in compliance with state law.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. All right, it's The Mix. I think we're on to something now. All right, we can pay this off.
Dip at a Mexico trip.
It's a bandito.
Last hour we had said, what is the unfortunate nickname you've been saddled with since childhood, or even recently? You can't shake it. You're stuck with it. People use it. You cringe at the thought of it each and every time. It could win your way on Chips Dip and a Mexico Trip Queso Fundido. Now, we had Chris Waffle and Fossil Lip Linda holding a second ago. Now we've got a whole bunch.
Okay,
now we've been
good.
Able to try. We'll see where these go. Based on what it says here, I don't know what they mean. We might have some winners here, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's start with Lauren. Lauren, your nickname?
It's Lil Weddy.
Lil Weddy.
Lil Weddy.
Lil Weddy. And
yeah.
Why do they call you that?
It's not about why I got the name. We were going to a game in college. I got soaked in the rain when we got there. Someone said, call me Lil Weddy. But everybody that hears that,
yeah.
Obviously it's a little weird.
Yeah, I thought something else.
Lil Weddy Lauren. Okay. Lindsay, your nickname.
All right. My last name is Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
And in high school, I played goalie. Well, I went to make a save one time.
Hold on a second. I'm going to have to come back to you. Okay.
The phone's messed up.
Yeah, that phone was bad. Uh-huh. Your nickname, Courtney?
It's Horny Courtney. When I was...
Does it need an explanation?
When I was introduced to my best friend's grandparents, they were, like, straight off the boat Italian, so they pronounced my name Corny, which means with horns or horny. So all my friends thought it was hilarious and now call me Horny Corny.
All right.
I'm actually glad that's the reason.
Yeah, especially when you invoke grandparents. I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah.
I like the I like the accent you threw in there. Throw that at me again.
Corny.
All right, hold on a second.
Yes.
Horny Corny. Your nickname, unfortunate. Hi, Denise.
Yeah, in junior high, I went to a Catholic school and I developed kind of early. So the boys called me Folgers because they said I was mountain grown.
All right. Hold on. Hang on. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Your unfortunate nickname.
So my maiden name is Ubik. So in middle school, the kids started calling me Pubic Ubik.
Those middle school kids are creative.
Are they?
Pubic Ubik.
Mostly because it rhymed.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Really?
No, it's weird because it rhymes.
I was so confused there for a second, but now I got you.
Okay. Pubic Ubik.
That's like the one that's so obvious you'd think no one would go that obvious, and yet in middle school,
they certainly do. Right.
Not scared.
All right. You know what? Based on the next level of what we want to take it to, because I haven't told you guys this.
Okay.
We've got, let's take it down to either Pubic Ubik or Horny for your unfortunate nickname. Because what we're going to do, I haven't told you guys this, we're going to require that person when they win to arrive to each one of the broadcasts wearing a shirt that has that saying on the front of it.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? So they're easily identified.
Right, everybody knows where
they
are.
So between now and then, they have to either put, Courtney will either have to get a shirt that says horny on it.
Okay.
Or Ashley have to get a shirt that says Pubic Ubik.
Right, horny, corny, pubic ubik.
Who would you vote for, Whip?
Oh, this is apparent.
Although I did like Folgers Mountain Grove.
That story's hilarious.
Yeah, the Folgers shirt, I don't know how that would, you know, it wouldn't be as horrifying and embarrassing.
Probably not.
Which one do you want to go with, Whip?
Oh, my goodness.
Pubic Ubik or horny?
I think Pubic Ubik is just a little more embarrassing.
Yeah? All right.
Melissa? I can go with that. Sure.
Melissa?
Pubic Ubik.
Pubic Ubik? All right. Okay, hold on. Hey, Ashley.
Get out of here.
All right, we're going to make a deal, okay? We're going to give you the Apple vacation to join us at Chips Dip and a Mexico trip, Queso Fundido, but you are required to wear a Pubic Ubik t-shirt.
I will wear a t-shirt, hat, sweatpants, whatever you want.
There we go.
Put it on the front of your sweatpants.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
Well done.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so you're going to be on your way.
I never thought that this would pay off.
I know. See, this is your reward.
Yeah, for having that last name.
For living life as Pubic Ubik. You're going to be joining us, teaming up with Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. We're taking the show on the road to Secrets Playa Mujeres Golf and Spa Resort, offering unlimited luxury March 19th and 20th. You will be there with us wearing a shirt that says what?
Pubic Ubik.
That is all right.
Chips, dip at a Mexico trip.
It's a bandito!
Mixed Morning Mindbender. 312-591-6800. Big turn off in bed. According to single people, Match.com. They talked over 5,000 singles.
Wow.
Aged 18 and older, and found out that the number one turnoff, 82% of people said, too much what? Caitlin.
Talking?
I know. Shut up. That's exactly right.
Is that okay? Yeah.
Too much talking. All that yammering on and on
like,
and on.
Come on.
Chatting. Talking
Why
about
are you
your day.
So much?
Yeah. Surprised by that at all, Caitlin?
Nope.
Single?
That's annoying. No, married.
Yeah. He never stops talking either, does he?
He doesn't.
Chatterbox. 82% said that. What do we have for Caitlin?
You've won dinner for two at Antico Posto, a Let Us Entertain You restaurant, the intimate Italian cafe and wine bar, carefully hidden in Oak Brook Center Mall.
82% say too much talking. So I assume it's not talking about, you know, current activities. It's, well, who, do you talk about other stuff?
Have you ever found...
To bring in the garbage kids? I mean, what are you talking about? If you're not talking about... You know what I mean? I don't get that.
I don't know. Have you ever... It doesn't take much to kind of spoil the mood, though. But have you ever found that somehow something happens and it triggers something being said and then somebody responds and the next thing you know, you're like, why are we talking about this? And it kind of just ruins the mood?
No. No, I don't know what any of that just meant.
No? That's never happened
to you?
You
know what she just meant, though?
I think... Yeah? I think if you have a relationship outside of just a physical relationship, then maybe other things start to creep in, and then you could... I think that's what Melissa's saying. You go outside of that, the next thing you know, you're talking about something else from your day or something
Well, that's what I was saying at the very beginning, but does that happen? Is that...
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like I said, so you're in the middle of that, and you say, did you bring the garbage cans in? Like that?
Yeah, or I love you, and this is great. We might need to hurry this up because we've got to do this while you're doing that, you know, and
we
somebody might say, I know,
up.
And, you know, so you kind of get off track a little bit.
It's hard for her to say, hey, we might need to hurry this up if you're already done and out of the house and left.
Right.
Well, quick,
forgot to pick up
all right.
milk.
So this is a physical relationship.
All right. 82% said too much talking, followed by no passion at 74%.
Yeah.
Little movement at 63%.
Little movement.
Just laying there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. And finally, being a bad kisser at 62%. Biggest turnoffs, according to the results of the survey from Match.com. An overwhelming 83% of singles regard a caring and enthusiastic partner as the number one sign of when it's good.
Mm-hmm.
A caring and enthusiastic. Second most important indicator, the survey said, communication. We were just said too much talking was bad.
Nonverbal.
I think it's... or communication before it starts.
Well, this is like...
like leading up to it.
But you're already in the bed. In the bed. This is turn off in bed.
You know, I thought maybe it was just some verbal, like,
so you get your signals straight
or something.
Don't, okay. Cross them up. Being a good kisser came in third. All three of those factors, in fact, ranked higher than actual conclusion of event.
Wow.
So, talk, but only talk about the right things and only talk a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Then get on with it. Because you get the garbage cans to bring in. You know, it begins later this week and for the next couple of weeks, don't you?
Obscure sports.
Right. Wib will be covering all of the Olympics with his Olympic reports on obscure sports. We will also have, I found another jingle.
We know this may be bold. Melissa picks Olympic gold. She hopes no one ballsy. Her predictions are ballsy. USA!
USA. Olympics. Melissa's Olympic ballsy predictions.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Me too.
You know, the... Pyeongchang. Am I saying that right?
I think
Pyeongchang.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have named their Olympic mascots. You got Suhorang and Bandabi. Those are the new mascots. You know, every year they do a mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Every
yeah.
time. In South Korea, a white tiger named Suhorang, Suhorang, and an Asiatic black bear. Oh, great bears.
Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Black bears.
Named Bandabi will be representing the Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games set to kick off this week. Mm. All right?
Cool.
Also... there are five big stories, Whip, you need to be keeping track of.
Okay.
Russia's kind of, sort of ban.
Yep.
All right, we'll cover that. Also, there are new Winter Olympic events. This
are
could
there?
Be Winter Olympic sports we've never heard of before that you could be covering.
Oh, I wonder if there's a lot.
Some of the new events making their debut, the Alpine Team Competition, in which 16 countries square off in a mixed-gender slalom tournament, big air snowboarding. Sweet. Mixed doubles curling. We're going to need a lot of coverage on that.
Mixed doubles curling?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Look for Canada to be a favorite in that.
They always dominate.
We should check with Sharpie on some curling predictions.
Yeah, I wonder if he watches that.
I bet he's got thoughts on it. Maybe he's done it.
That features the mixed double curling. Features two curlers, a man and a woman, on a squad rather than the usual four. And mass start speed skating.
What's mass start? Is that just every...
they all start at the same time. Think of a very crowded oval.
Okay.
They throw, like, you know, 40 speed skaters into an area that's only supposed to have 20 and watch them all run into each other.
Wow.
That'll be good TV.
So it's chaos.
Yeah, people go down.
I'm going to watch that.
Mass chaos speed skating.
Also, age will be just a number. No sporting event mixes young and old quite like the Olympics. German speed skater Claudia Pechstein is 45 and become the first woman to compete in 7 Winter Olympic Games.
Wow, good
a bunch
for
of,
her.
A bunch of old people and a bunch of young people in the Olympics. 6 nations will be making their Winter Olympics debut.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to be competing in. Kosovo, Eritrea. I've never even heard of that country.
No, but I'll go with it.
Yeah, Malaysia,
heard of
which
them.
Is where in Derek Zoolander.
Yes.
Where the prime minister's from. Or is it Micronesia?
I thought it was Micronesia. Yeah.
Hold on. I'll find it. Hold on.
But he meant Malaysia.
I should have had that ready to go. Sorry.
Micronesia is not in the Olympics.
Derek and Matilda are in hiding because some dudes brainwashed Derek to off the prime minister of Micronesia.
Malaysia.
Right.
Whatever. Go. Here we are.
Hey. Gonna light the lamp tonight. One goal in sight. Blackhawks mean business. He skates with Captain Sirius. Number 10 on his back. Hey, it's the Sharp Attack. Hey. Sharp Attack.
What's up, Chicago? This is Patrick Sharp, the Chicago Blackhawks. You're listening to Eric on the Mix.
Yeah, talk to our old buddy Sharpie. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Question. So, you know, right when the show started, Whip has been sweating profusely looking at the Dow Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you hear what happened yesterday?
Good boy. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, I heard.
Not cool. Do you have any guys in the locker room that are stock market watchers? Like, you know, you come in and you see Seabrook on his phone checking the Dow. Do you have guys like that?
Well, definitely not Seabrook. I don't think he knows what the stock market is yet. But if I had to pick a guy, I think Tommy Wingles talks about that stuff quite a bit, finances. I stay out of it, but yeah. He would be my guy.
Who is the guy in the locker room least likely to have any money in his pocket and have to borrow, like, for lunch? Yeah.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I keep saying the same two guys, but it would be Duncan Keith for sure. That guy's he's kind tight. Of a lost cause.
He's tight, yeah.
Yeah. He's got plenty of money, but he probably wouldn't have any on him.
Right.
Cheap.
Yeah, Duncan Keith. Mm-hmm. Did you watch Super Bowl at all?
I did. I caught the Super Bowl. We were flying back from Calgary, so it was like rushing to get home to watch the start of the game, but it was a good one.
Is that how it's pronounced? Calgary?
Well, how else do you say it?
Was, Calgary.
It Calgary, or is it Calgary?
Or is it a Canadian thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just said Calgary. That's I used to live there, so that's how really? I say it. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Seriously? No, I'm guessing you're right. We're wrong.
Yeah, we've been saying it wrong this whole time.
It sounds like a character on Talladega Nights, Calgary, like a NASCAR driver. Doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, I'm probably saying it wrong, but that's how I've always said it, so yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
Now, you know, we were talking about, did you see what Tom Brady was wearing on his way? Was that the way into the Super Bowl?
That was the way in, I believe, yeah.
You see what he was wearing at all?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
Whip, it was described as what?
An overconfident European assassin.
Do you think he looked like that?
Yeah, that's pretty bang on. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm a big Tom Brady fan. I like what he's done his whole career. But this Super Bowl, the week leading up to it, releasing those Facebook documentaries, right. All the self-promotion, I just thought it was just too much Tom Brady and too much taken away from the team, and Philly wins the Super Bowl.
It was a little me, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not like him because that's normally not his style, but I guess it was this year.
Hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about his fashion? I mean, everybody says he's pretty fashion forward. He was wearing, you know, an interesting look the other day going into the game. He's been known to wear UGG boots. What do you think about all that?
Mm-hmm. It seems like whenever somebody wears something that's not the norm, something a little bit different, then they're going to take some criticism for it, but he's Tom Brady. He can do what he wants, so I'll give him thumbs up for it.
You know, maybe you could lend some insight into this, because, you know, there's, for me in particular, and it seems everybody, there's a little Tom Brady backlash. Like, you know, we were just talking about, like, all right, enough. You know, you've won enough. The whole world hates you now. We're all jealous, et cetera, et cetera. Did you guys experience any of that during the cup run? You know, three cups, places you would go, people would be like, boo, Sharp, you suck, and you're ugly. You know, that kind of stuff?
Oh, I'm sure there's some fan bases that probably don't like to see the Hawks roll into town, especially back when those Stanley Cup banners are being raised.
Right.
But I don't know. The crowds do get loud on the road. It's tough to tell who really hates you and who's just booing you because it's a regular hockey game, so it's tough to say.
You going to watch any? We were just talking the Olympics, too. You going to watch any of that stuff?
Yeah.
That stuff.
Sure. It's always neat to see Olympics because there's all these different events that you never see unless it's in the Olympics.
Right.
You know, I don't understand.
Do you have a favorite one?
The hockey will be cool. I got a couple friends playing in the tournament, so that'll be neat to watch. But I like the skiing stuff, you know, whether it's the tricks that the skiers and snowboarders do or the racing, you know, all that kind of stuff is kind of cool for me.
Yeah.
Now, they said that one of the new Winter Olympic events this year will be mixed doubles curling, featuring two curlers, a man and a woman on the squad, rather than the usual four. Will you be locked onto that?
Oh, that's riveting television right there, curling.
Yeah.
And that's coming from a Canadian, too, who curling is like number two sport for us up there. So, no, curling will be tough to watch, but, you know, Canada will probably bring home gold medals in all three categories.
Now, I don't know anything about curling, but it strikes me that that's the kind of sport in Canada that you start taking up and playing regularly when you're like 55. Like, do a bunch of 22-year-old guys at a bar go, all right, we've had 9 beers, let's go curl. Do they do that or not?
Yeah, Exactly. You got to have a beer in your hand and a cigarette in your mouth when you go to the rock.
Sign of a true athlete.
I was told we have some curling bars in Chicago.
Really?
Somebody told me that over the weekend. Yeah, I can't tell you what they are, but somebody said that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's actually a very fun sport. It's like I find myself, honestly, when I'm in Canada, it's on TV all the time. You can get locked into a game. It's pretty easy to follow. And when you do play it with friends, it's a ton of fun. So it's for as much grief we're given the sport, it's actually pretty cool.
Is it just like slippery shuffleboard? Is that what it is?
I was just going to say, it's kind of like shuffleboard. So slippery shuffleboard's a better way to describe it.
All right. Maybe we should all get together and play sometime. You know, get a couple of drinks, smoke, do it all.
Yeah, that cigarette hanging out of our mouth.
It'll be great. We'll have a lot of fun. That's great. You have time for some questions from the mailbag, Sharpie?
Yeah, always. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we got some good ones. Let's go. Let's go to the mailbag and see what folks have.
This Blackhawk is Sharpie Mailbag.
Open up the mail for the Patrick Sharp man.
Got into the mailbag. You knew it was bound to happen. Here it comes, Sharpie, right out of the gate. Can you please ask him about his amazing leap, similar to the Dirty Dancing on Ice and commercial we saw in the Super Bowl? Yeah.
That was survival mode right there. I was lifted up in the air. Normally the guy drops down and does a lower hip check, and the player goes flying over. So I was just kind of hanging on to that guy's head, hoping that I wasn't going to land on my head.
Did you guys see that video?
Yeah.
Sharpie lifted like he was in Dirty Dancing. It was sweet. Who was that, by the way? Do you remember?
Dermot, I think, off of Toronto.
Yeah.
It was the first time I played against him, so I didn't know him.
Now, based on that, are you obligated to send him a Christmas card?
We're forever linked with that picture that's floating around the internet.
You guys have something special. Question number two from the mailbag. Hey, Sharpie, did you like Justin Timberlake's halftime performance at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's a lot of pressure. Those guys that do it, whether it's Timberlake or Katy Perry or whoever, it takes a lot of guts and talent. So it was cool to watch. I don't mind Justin Timberlake. I liked him better when he was in sync, but we'll get to that on a different day.
Boy band guy.
Yeah, he's supposed to be coming to town, I think, next fall. If you got time, will you go see that show? Are you a go-to-a-JT show kind of guy?
Yeah, I would go if I was in town and had nothing else to do. I would go to it.
All right. Can you ask Sharpie, did the team do any Super Bowl squares, and who was the big winner? You guys do squares there?
We did. Yeah, we did the squares. We do it every year, and this year, the winners, no players won. It was all one assistant coach won a quarter. Our security guy won at the halftime. Mm-hmm. And then the trainers won the other two. So they won all the squares.
Does it feel like a setup to you? Feel like the whole thing's a setup?
Considering they were the ones running the squares, it felt a little shady.
Yep. I'm exactly there. Because you know what? Our president and his executive assistant were the big winners here. Doesn't that smell fishy to you?
It does.
What kind of racket are they running over there?
Exactly. Thank you. Somebody needed to say it. We appreciate that. All right. And finally, on the Sharpie mailbag. Hey, Sharpie, if you were to get any fast food, what kind would it be? You strike me as a Taco Bell kind of guy.
Oof. No, that's incorrect from the question. Fast food, I'm traditional. Stick to the straight-up McDonald's. That's my spot if I ever need to get to one of those places.
Did you hear about the McDonald's French fries?
You concerned about going bald?
Yeah, because there's an ingredient in the French fries and the oil that was a Japanese scientist or somebody say can grow hair.
Yeah, it cures baldness.
Oh, well, I'm on my way to McDonald's right now.
Got any bald guys on the team? Take some of that stuff into them this morning. Yeah, Japanese scientist, chemical in McDonald's fries cures baldness. Good news.
That sounds a little fishy to me. That sounds more fishy than the squares over at the radio station.
Are you calling the University of Yokohama a bunch of liars? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Really. Careful what you say. You might get shipped off to Calgary. All right. Yeah. All right, Sharpie. And, you know, we got to ask it. Everybody wants to know. What the heck's going on? You going to get this thing turned around or what? Let's go.
Yeah, we're in a battle here from here on out. We got 30 games left. We're in the thick of things in the playoff race. Not a comfortable spot that we're in years past, but a big one tonight against the Flames and Stars following that in Minnesota. So anytime you turn on the Hawks, you're going to see a big playoff-like atmosphere game. So we want to make sure we use our crowd tonight and get a win.
We're hoping for a win tonight. Go play well tonight. We appreciate it, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
See ya. And Patrick Sharp, we need a win. the show. Come on. Hey. Up there in Calgary in town tonight. Hey. Yeah.
Gonna light the lamp tonight. One goal in sight. Blackhawks mean business. He skates with Captain Sirius. Number 10 on his back. Hey, it's the Sharp Attack. Hey. Sharp Attack.
Gary. Not to be confused with Mike Honcho.
Hey, Ricky. It's me, Cal.
Calgary.
There's something I want to get off my chest.
Yeah, what's that?
I got an offer to do Playgirl magazine.
Oh, yeah, did you?
And I did it.
Atta boy. Didn't see you.
I was totally nude.
Yeah.
You probably didn't hear about it because I went under the name of Mike Honcho.
Got it.
I just wanted you to know that.
Right.
You could hear me. If it got into your brain somehow.
Okay.
That I spread my butt cheeks as Mike Honcho.
There you go. Calgary. Mike Honcho is up in Saskatchewan.
Oh, somewhere. Is that where he went?
Right. Saskatchewan. Super Bowl follow-up coming up. But first, we got to do this.
Hey, hey.
Take a dive.
No need to turn away. So many things to say. It's Tidbit Tuesday. Yay!
Tidbit Tuesday brought to us by
Foot First Podiatry. Get your feet picture perfect for the summer with Foot First Podiatry's exclusive sclar bunionectomy. Minimal pain, hidden incisions, impressive results. For more info about the sclar bunionectomy, visit footfirst.com.
All right, yeah. Hey, my buddy. I think my buddy's going to see Dr. Sklar today, get his toe looked at. Maybe it was yesterday.
See, what kind of problems does he have with his toe?
I don't know, but it's not good.
He must have a bunion.
Yeah. No, I said, bunion, that's not on your toe, though.
Well, it could be, is that not your toe?
How about a corn? Does he have a corn?
Maybe a corn.
Perhaps a corn.
Some fungus or something?
We had to cut it off. We had to sting it with a scorpion and then cut it off with a butter knife.
Oh, wow. Maybe a callus.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. A dead goose falls from the sky, knocks hunter unconscious. Payback. Karma.
Oh, my God. What are the odds?
Yeah.
Did the hunter get it and then it dropped on his head?
No. Oh. The dead goose fell from the sky and knocked a 51-year-old hunter unconscious in Maryland, Robert Mulheimer. His town, his hometown, Crapo, Maryland.
Crapo! It's Crapo. How is this stuff even possible?
Crapo.
That's hilarious.
Was hunting with three others for waterfowl when someone in the group fired on a flock of Canadian geese. One of the geese fell and hit Mulheimer, knocking him out and causing head and facial injuries.
Jeez.
The dead goose also knocked out two of his teeth. So it was payback time.
I'm excited to know how Crapo got its name.
Yeah.
Back in colonial times, what do you want to call this town?
Crapo.
I don't know, Crapo.
Crapo. A new study says dog bites are more common in anxious people. Like a dog can sense your level of anxiety and decide, okay, they're a little freaked out. I think I'll bite them.
Right.
They always say that. Dogs can sense fear.
Right, right.
And the increased risk of dog bites.
Mm-hmm.
Staying on the dog story. Owner receives letter granting dog unemployment benefits. Oh, nice to see this is working in Saugatuck, Michigan.
Oh, lucky dog.
The state of Michigan there on top of things. Michael Ryder had been approved for $360 every week in Michigan unemployment benefits until the state learned he'd been dogging it at the Detroit area restaurant chain where he supposedly worked. Ryder is a German Shepherd owned by the attorney Michael Haddock on the other side of the state in Saugatuck who decided to file papers on behalf of his dog unemployment. Got it approved. Dog kept getting checks.
Lucky dog.
Mm. Florida man. Arrested after he spotted riding Jim's stationary bike in the nude.
I would not come within 10 feet of that bike.
Oof. A tenant at a Florida apartment complex facing criminal charges and eviction after he was caught utilizing every machine in the community gym while being completely nude, including riding the gym's stationary bike. Carrie Haynes is 57, was working out in the buff. A second worker came to the gym and saw Haynes utilizing the stationary bike while being completely nude, including no socks or shoes.
What?
Well, that would just be strange to put on socks in that situation.
Asked by the employee what the hell he thought he was doing, Haynes replied, I'm working out.
Oh, my God. People are so weird.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad they evicted him.
Yeah.
I know you are. You're a rule follower.
Well, I mean, come on. You can't have that guy.
You
have that guy in your complex.
No, that's right.
Ruins it for everyone.
South Carolina woman's hair dryer turns into a blowtorch.
Oh, no.
Yeah. In Spartanburg, South Carolina, Erica Schulbred posted a video Monday showing her hair dryer catching fire and then shooting flames where the air comes out. There's an actual blowtorch.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
My new hair dryer became a blowtorch on its first use this morning. She was left with a small burn on her hand, but otherwise unharmed in what could have been something bad.
Well, no. Yeah. What if she had that facing her head at the time?
Yeah. Ice cream van man jailed after attacking rival with shovel.
This is my territory. Guys. This is my block.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he's saying to the other ice cream man, I'm sure.
An ice cream van driver's been jailed after attacking the rival seller with a shovel for encroaching, not on his block, Whip, on his patch. That's what they call it.
Ah, they have patches.
On
okay,
patch.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Like ice cream, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I love
like,
it.
Like tacos?
Yes.
Everybody loves tacos,
that's right?
Of course. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Realtor offering $250 in free tacos with home purchase in Texas. You buy a home with the realtor, you get $250 in free tacos along with it. That's pretty good gimmick. Right. $250 in free tacos with the purchase of a home, says realtor Nicole Lopez of the PR Group in Houston. She first started adding the extra message to the bottom of the signs that she would place in people's yard bearing her information about 4 months ago. Lopez says the signs draw a lot of extra attention to the first home that she tried it on, so she's decided to do it on all of them.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, let's take a look.
Yeah.
Good tacos.
Who wouldn't want that?
Gimmick, absolutely.
Tacos. You like burritos?
Yes.
Yeah, you like them filled with meth?
Yes, of course we do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Los Angeles police seized 14 meth-filled burritos.
Oh.
Los Angeles Police Department said officers in the Rampart Division conducted a traffic stop at 6:30. The officer searched the vehicle and discovered 14 foil-wrapped burritos in a trash bag that turned out to contain meth in each and every one. Police said the packages weighed in at a total of more than 25 pounds. Mmm. Meth
pounds
burritos. I get to do it again.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
It is filling.
Did you just throw a burrito out your window?
Yeah,
huh?
I believe I did.
What are you, high or something?
Yeah, might have been. It's a meth burrito. What do you expect?
No need to turn away.
I was high.
So many things to say.
There's tidbits.
It's Tidbit Tuesday.
Yeah. Check it out. I found $5 in these jeans.
That's nothing. I found a 20 in my old coat.
Oh, yeah? I found $50 in my old fridge.
What?
I had an old working fridge I didn't need, so ComEd took it away.
ComEd took it away?
For free. And they sent me $50. I'll even save up to $150 a year on my energy bill.
All right, you win.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program by visiting comed.com/fridge recycling. Funded in compliance with state law.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.